Okay, well, she's cussing us out and being rude, and we're not going to talk to her.
Hey,
about
listen,
the
listen. Why don't you you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up?
You shut the fuck up, motherfucker. That's my family, motherfucker.
Okay, well, you need to tell your family. Tell your family to shut the fuck up.
Hey, cuz, you shut the fuck up.
No,
bitch,
you
and listen.
Hey,
cuz,
listen.
Up.
No, you
what
listen.
Up, nigga, where
you listen.
At,
hey. Listen,
you
motherfucker. We'll
Crip gang, cuz.
You just need to tell your family to shut the fuck up. They're being fucking loud. I'm trying to listen to my sister Daisy.
Yeah, bitch ass nigga, but you better watch the fuck out,
stupid
nigga.
Motherfucker.
Don't put the address in your trip, nigga.
Okay, listen. We got off on the wrong foot. I need.
Yeah, and you sound like my fucking engine, bitch.
I sound Asian?
No, I say you sound like a fucking prairie nigger.
Oh, yeah, that's totally me. Yep, that's me. I get that a lot.
Yeah, you're probably native, right? That's why you're fucking so fucking rude.
Yeah, why is your family in the background still going on and on? Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Why don't you shut the fuck up, you fucking dumb piece of shit?
Why don't you hang up the fucking phone and then you won't have to listen to me, you fucking idiot?
Hey, Crip gang, cuz, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Get shot with a 4-5, bitch.
Hey, Bloods are better than Crips, motherfucker. You better watch out.
Fucking slob, nigga. 209 Stockton represent, bitch.
Oh, fuck you. 510, motherfucker.
You fuck 510, bitch.
You ain't no 209.
Yeah, I am 209 Stockton represent.
209's a bunch of pussies. Why are you calling from Montana then? Fucking little Montana bitch. You're a Montana bitch. Yeah, right. probably still live at your mom's house, don't you?
Bitch, who the fuck is you to talk like that, nigga? You don't even know my mama, bitch.
Okay, listen, to be honest, you sound kind of cute. You want to hook up?
To be honest, you can suck this fucking fat-ass dick and these fucking fat-ass bullets, bitch.
Nice. I'd love to suck your dick.
Yeah, nice, nigga.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbell.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbell.
You're a fucking asshole. What are you talking about?
You're
a fucking asshole. Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbell. Dr. Roy Gerbell. Dr. Roy.
What?
Gerbell!
Hello, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and today is March 10th, 2020. This show is brought to you by the Stunning Kruger Effect, B.I. Eber for Life, Fun Society Arcade, Philia, and Jason B. Those are a few of the supporters on Patreon. Thanks all of you for supporting the show. Thanks to the new person who signed up, Just the Tip. Very clever name there. Yep, it's a good one. That clip that I played on the beginning of today's show, that was from Daisy's show back in January. That's been sitting in here since then. I've been meaning to play it. The date on it is January 20th, 2020, if you want to go find Daisy's show from that day and hear the whole thing that I was on. There was an original call that led up to that call that I got. That's back when I was still taking Daisy's phone calls on the phone number that she used on her show. I don't do that anymore. And I don't even know if she played that on her show, so maybe that's not from her show exactly, but you can hear the prequel to that call on Daisy's show, mixler.com/Daisy's Dungeon, I think is the URL, but it's probably in our Patreon. I'll try to put links in the show notes. If you care. Thank you, Spiny Norman. He sent me some things in the mail. He sent me a floor lamp, like an LED floor lamp. And as you're going to hear from today's show, I really like my LEDs. And he also sent me a phone router. He sent me these for my wish list. I've had the floor lamp on there forever now. It's supposed to be for my green screen. So both of those things will actually be kind of useful for the show. So thank you for that, Spiny Norman. I appreciate it. That was nice of you. He said thanks for the years of entertainment. What else? I don't know. I think that's it. Go to the meetup in April, San Jose. I won't be there. It's going to be fun. Link in the show notes. It happens in the second week of February, I guess. Maybe the third week. Somewhere around there. Who knows? Oh, yeah. One last thing. I almost forgot about this. You know, the torrent that I put out, the largest collection of prank calls ever, is doing really great. Here, let's see how many people are on that right now. Looks like there are 31 people seeding the torrent and 13 people downloading it. That's pretty awesome. I've seen up to 60 people on there at a time since I announced it. You can get the prank call torrent by going to worldofprankcalls.com/torrent or phonelosers.com/torrent. It's a collection of everybody's pranks, not just mine. You know, there's Madhouse on there and Dwight and another prank call show. Tons of albums, tons of just independent albums from the 90s and stuff. So much good stuff in there. Everybody should download that. But the cool thing about that torrent is that Jason Scott from Internet Archive downloaded it, and he's put it up on the Internet Archive at archive.org. And I'm helping him put up descriptions and photos and stuff like that on it. So it's a little incomplete right now, but we're working on it. And since I put the torrent up, more people have sent me more stuff, you know, more pranks to include in the next torrent, which is awesome. I mean, it sucks because it's not going to be in the 2020 torrent, but maybe if I release another torrent in a couple years, I'll definitely put all the new stuff in there. But I'll be able to put it on archive.org immediately. If you have any independent prank stuff to send to me, you can go ahead and send it to show@snowplowshow.com. And maybe I can put that up there, but go to archive.org and search for the prank call media pack. I'll have a link to that in the show notes too if you want to go take a look at it. It's pretty great that that's up on archive.org. That means it's just going to last forever, basically. He took out some of the more commercial stuff, I think, so the torrent might be a little more complete than the archive.org thing. So maybe download the torrent and visit archive.org, because each one is going to have things that the other one doesn't have. It's pretty exciting. Okay, let's do some calls.
Hello.
Hi, Rex.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I'm with the city of... We had some trucks driving by your house today, and they were scanning the inside of your house and detected that you're still using CFL bulbs.
What?
You're still using those little curly bulbs, those CFLs, even though LEDs have been out on the market for over 5 years now?
What do you mean you can scan the house and tell that? What are you talking about?
Well, we're able to, you know, just use this technology to scan your entire house and see that you have CFL bulbs in there, and you have...
Well, this sounds like BS to me.
This sounds like what?
BS.
I think the fact that you're using CFLs is BS. Do you think you could upgrade those to LEDs as soon as possible?
That's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. No, you're destroying the earth. And you're also living like a hobo. You're bringing down property values.
You have no business. They're still selling them in the stores.
I know that, but...
Get off my phone.
You know what else they sell in stores? They sell... I'm glad he hung up because I didn't have a good thing to... shame stores with for still selling. That was a close one. I was leaning toward liquor that hobos drink, but I don't know. Mad Dog 2020. Doesn't mean you should buy it.
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Uh-huh.
We were driving by your house today, and we scanned your house and noticed that you're still using CFL bulbs.
Okay.
You know those curly light bulbs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is there any way you could replace those with LEDs ASAP?
Sure. Why is there, like, why? What's the problem?
It's just that, you know, they're less good for the earth. I know they're better than incandescents, but LEDs are far superior. You get, like, you know, much better energy savings and everything out of them. It's just best if you use LEDs.
They're outside ones?
No, just inside your house. We don't know the layout of your house, so we don't know where exactly, but you have at least three of them inside your house.
Oh,
we,
okay.
We scanned from a van outside.
Okay.
We scanned your
You whole... do that a lot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go around.
That
we just...
feels weird.
Oh, does it?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
We're just trying to improve the city overall because... Really, the type of people that use CFLs are usually drug dealers and hobos and stuff.
Okay.
So we're just, you know, you're bringing down property values and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you could
I will.
Yeah, just locate those CFL bulbs and just throw them away or break them or something.
Okay.
Break them on your kitchen floor. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Just as an FU to the old technology.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That was a joke. Don't break them on your kitchen floor. There's like mercury.
I will not do that.
Okay. But really, get rid of those. I mean, stop living like you're poor.
Okay.
LEDs aren't even that expensive anymore, you know?
Okay.
All right. So we've got one vote for okay, one vote for go fuck yourself. I think I've gotten everything I can out of this prank, but I'm going to do a couple more, just see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Rusty?
Speaking.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes.
We were driving a van past your house today, and we were scanning the inside of your house and noticed that you still have some CFL bulbs in operation there.
Okay.
We're just going to need you to replace those with incandescents.
Where are you seeing these at?
Well, I don't know the layout of your house. You know, our van just kind of detects if there's a CFL bulb in operation. You know what a CFL bulb is, right? The little curly ones?
Yeah, I thought I had them all replaced, be real truthful.
Oh, what'd you replace them with?
LEDs.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's good enough, too. But yeah, there's at least...
That's the best that you can get is LED.
Well, you know, that's your opinion. I think incandescent's the way to go. We're just trying to get rid of all the CFLs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any more of those.
Okay, well, no, you definitely do, because our van drove by just yesterday, and it detected at least one in operation inside your house. So you're going to need to check all your fixtures, find that LED, that CFL that you've missed, and get rid of it.
Okay.
How do you dispose of your CFLs? Do you just throw them in the trash?
No, they go to Home Depot.
Oh, you recycle them?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a good man, Rusty.
Okay.
Those things have mercury in them, you know. You can't be too careful.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's it, I guess. The van also detected that you have a TV without a TV license. But we're going to let that slide. We're mainly just concerned with the CFL bulbs.
Yeah, why don't you send me a letter? Because I think you're a scammer.
What do you mean I'm a scammer? I'm not trying to scam you. What kind of scam would this be? I'm just telling you to replace your bulbs. What, am I like with the LED light bulb company? Just trying to get everyone to buy our bulbs? I should tell them we detected a tube TV in his house or something. I should tell people I'm with the BBC. So what started this whole thing that I'm doing today is I was just looking over my regular news blog things that I read. And there's this thing on Lifehacker, how to reduce your energy bill with minimal cost and sacrifice. I didn't read the article because it sounds super boring. But the picture on it is a row of incandescent bulbs with a CFL bulb swinging toward them. Which seems a little weird. Why are they bringing CFLs into this at all? What is this, 2005? I think I'm going to use this as show art. I still have the article open. But it reminded me of that guy screaming at me the other day about using CFL bulbs. And I remember one of us was using that as an insult, probably me. I was saying, I think your whole home's filled up with CFL bulbs because you're a hobo. Or something like that. I don't even remember.
Thanks for calling. You've reached the cell phone of Gina Rowe.
Okay. So next thing you know, I'm making calls to people and telling them that we're detecting CFL bulbs in their homes. That's basically a big old fuck you to the earth. Because LEDs are like 25% more efficient. Or is it 50%? I can't remember.
This is Andy.
Oh, Andy?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Amy. It says Andrew on here. Anyway, I'm with the city of...
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. We were driving by your house with a van yesterday, and we detected that you still had some CFL bulbs inside your house.
I don't think so.
Well, not necessarily in operation, but you still have them in there. You need to get rid of those. Maybe just have them in a box somewhere?
I don't think so. Who is this?
You know the curly bulbs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, CFL bulbs. You're not really, you know, you shouldn't have those in your house, but...
Who is this?
this is Steve Dave with the city of. So what do you have, like, incandescence in there then?
Which department are you in there?
I'm in the comptroller's office. So you're not using incandescence, are you? We don't have technology to detect those.
I've got LEDs.
Oh, okay. All right. And you got at least one CFL, though. Like, maybe you forgot. Maybe it's in a bathroom light or somewhere. You know, maybe you just forgot. But you got to get that replaced. It's like a big old...
I'll double check them.
Okay.
I'll double check them, but I don't believe I do. But I'll look.
No, it's cool. Like, I've done the same thing. You know, I replaced all mine with LEDs, and then a couple of years later, I found a CFL in the bathroom. I felt like such an idiot.
Okay.
I'll
check it out, see.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, you're using those CFLs, that's just a big old fuck you to the earth. Got to get those out of there.
Okay.
All right, so I'll hold while you go check.
I'm at work, Steve.
Oh, you're at work, okay.
Yeah, I get a job.
All right,
I'll check those tonight.
Okay, we'll give you a call tomorrow.
You're out there with detectors detecting CFLs.
Oh yeah, we've got some high energy equipment.
House by house.
Yeah, we go by each house with the van. It detects for several things, violations and stuff, and we're just making sure that you're in compliance with everything.
Okay.
So everything else looked okay. You've got the correct toaster and
the correct toaster.
Yeah, there's certain toasters that have heating elements that have lead in them. You know the old ones that use the crystals, the 6.5536 megahertz crystals?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
Toaster technology.
Yep. Well, nobody should be. Those things are from the 50s. But we've had to shake down some old ladies, you know.
Okay. What's your number there?
It is 420-6969.
And you're with the town?
Correct. Yeah, in the comptroller's
department?
The comptroller's office.
Comptroller's.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I will double check and make sure I know where I see.
Oh, you're all fading out.
If I find one.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye. This is so great. We're raising awareness about the environment. We're helping to save the earth. For every CFL bulb we get rid of, I think, I don't know, a sea turtle lives or something. I don't know how that works. Maybe I should say we discovered some plastic straws inside their drawers in their kitchen. What are you trying to do? Kill everyone?
Hello?
Richard?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Hi,
I'm calling to let you know they drove a van past your house yesterday. They were scanning the inside of your house, and they found out that you still have an incandescent toaster.
Huh?
Your toaster, the toaster I guess that's in your kitchen, it's an incandescent toaster. You need to replace that with an LED.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I said it pretty clearly. The toaster in your kitchen is incandescent.
Okay, that was kind of a little dick comment there. Who are you again?
This is Steve Dave. I'm with the city of. They drove by your house yesterday.
What?
I'm in the
city of what department?
Settle down. I'm in the comptroller's office.
Okay, and who drove by my house?
We have city workers that drive by in vans and they scan the inside of your house for violations.
And for violation.
Yeah, like if you're using, CFL bulbs or operating a TV without a license. You know, just any minor infraction.
Operating a TV without a license?
Right. So,
what are you talking about?
Everything's fine at your house except for the incandescent toaster.
I'm aware of everything. I don't know what an incandescent toaster is.
Well, you own one.
I can assure you I don't have an incandescent toaster.
Yes, you do. You have an incandescent toaster. You need to read up on it in the internet and go out and buy a new one. They're only $20. Right. It's just
send me $20.
No.
See ya.
I'm not What the hell? I'm not going to pay for his damn toaster.
Hello?
Hi, Jeanette.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave with the City of...
Yes.
We were driving by your house yesterday, you know, in the vans. We were scanning in the inside of your house, and we noticed you're still operating an incandescent toaster in there.
I don't have a toaster.
Well, you have something that's like an incandescent toaster. So whatever it is, you're going to have to replace that. Do you have a toaster oven, maybe? That's in.
No.
How do you not have a toaster? Like, how do you make toast?
I don't eat bread.
Oh, that's...
I don't eat grain.
That's fucking weird.
I don't eat grain.
That's fucking weird.
I don't have one.
Wow, okay.
No, it's not weird. It's paleo.
Well, it's a little fucking weird,
and
in my opinion.
And what were you doing scanning my house?
They just drive around in the vans and scan everybody's house and make sure that there's no violations occurring inside, like, you know, using CFL bulbs or anything like that. Maybe they marked you down incorrectly. Maybe, do you have CFL bulbs in there?
No.
Huh. Well, we'll have to do a rescan, you know, like in the next couple weeks.
I consider this an invasion of my privacy, that you're coming by my house and scanning it.
Okay, well, it's just something...
I really do. I don't understand this.
It's just something the city does. And look, I understand if you're upset because we caught you. But, like, if you're lying...
No, I'm upset because you're coming by my house and scanning my house. And, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm in a communist country.
What? Oh, come on. Don't be ridiculous.
That's why.
No, that'd be...
No,
if...
I mean, that's ridiculous that you're scanning my home.
Well, we're just scanning for
hold on a second.
Violations.
You can talk to my husband.
Oh, I don't really want to. Just, like,
hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey there. I don't know why she's so upset. I was just letting her know that if you guys do have an incandescent toaster in your house, you need to replace it.
If I have what?
The old-style toaster? Because they're energy, they're not very efficient.
We don't have a toaster. We don't have a toaster for years.
Okay, like I was telling her, that's pretty weird. But if you guys are lying, and if you do have a toaster, could you just buy the new style? You know, just go out and buy a new one?
We really don't have a toaster. I haven't had a toaster for a year. We don't have any bread now.
Okay, well, it's very weird that our scanners would have picked up that you're operating a incandescent
Your
toaster.
Scanners? What kind of scanners?
Oh, we drive by with vans and just scan the inside of houses for infractions.
You have what?
The city drives by in vans every few months or so, and just kind of
the city of
correct, yeah. So just
why
you know,
would
just,
you drive by my house and scan my house?
Well, it's,
scan it with what?
I don't understand the technology. It's just something they scan. It like detects CFL bulbs and incandescent toasters, and you know, just things like that. People still using tube TVs. That's not allowed anymore.
What's not allowed?
You know, those old tube TVs, those big ones?
It's not allowed by who?
By the city. So
the
anyway,
city can't tell me what kind of TV I have.
Oh, no, we can tell. The tube TVs give off a certain signature, like a radiation signature.
Oh, I'm sure they do. We shouldn't be scanning it, but you cite me the law that says that you can tell me what kind of TV I can own.
Oh, well, you go ahead and buy a tube TV, see what happens.
Who do you work for?
The city of... I'm in the comptroller.
All right, give me your boss's name.
That would be Carol. She's over in the other office. I can get her.
Well, you give me your boss's name, and I'm going to go to the mayor. You guys shouldn't be scanning my house and doing that. And if you...
It's not like X-rays. Really. It's not like it's going to hurt you. It's just, you know, don't be afraid of new technology.
What I own and what I do in my house really isn't your business.
Well, it is if you're using an incandescent toaster.
No, it's not. We'll get into citing the code. You're going to have to cite me the government law that says whether you can tell me what kind of TV I can have in my house. Now, I realize you can't purchase stuff because they've outlawed it, but they can't pass the law, to my knowledge, that says that I have to dispose of something.
Oh, you can purchase a tube TV. You just don't be using it inside the city limits.
Well, then the mayor needs to go because you cite me the ordinance where that says he says I can what kind of TV I can have.
Well, I think you need to go if you're stupid enough to use a tube TV. Those things just suck up so much energy.
So you're calling me, you're representing the city of and you're calling me stupid.
Well, just if you were, I know you say you're not using a tube TV.
I pay your salary, mister.
No, you don't. No, you're wrong.
I don't pay the taxes to the city of.
Yeah, but, you know, we get, like, federal grants and stuff, so some of it comes from that. You don't pay all of my salary.
I pay taxes to the federal government. I bet I pay more taxes in a year than you pay get paid in a year.
Oh, you don't know how much I get paid.
Well, so what's so your name?
You're just bragging about your income now? You're trying to, like, talk down to
what's
me?
What's your
like,
name?
Like you're a better person because maybe you make a little more money than me?
What's your name?
Real nice attitude there, pal.
What's your name?
This is Steve Dave.
What?
Steve Dave.
Steve?
So look, it sounds like you're just someone that wants to argue about nothing. Just buy a new toaster. This doesn't have to be a big deal. If you make so much damn money, buy
a toaster. And I don't care the fact that you're telling me what kind of appliances I can or can't have.
If you're gonna,
so I want to know what department in the city of. You are.
I already told you, and I told your wife. You guys just don't listen very well. You know, for making so much money, you sure don't listen very well.
Mister, what department are you in?
I'm in the comptroller's office. So
you're in the comptroller's department of.
If you make so much money, just go out and buy a new toaster. Just quit pretending that you don't have an incandescent toaster in there.
What?
That's all you have to do.
And your name is Steve?
You don't have to like make a big deal of this. Just go buy a new toaster.
No, I'm going to make a big deal of this.
For what reason? Just because you're bored?
Because I don't need people calling me and be insulting me over the phone.
Are you hoping to come to like a public meeting and brag about how much money you make? Like, guess what, everyone,
Mister,
at this meeting? I pay your salaries
name,
and I make more money than you
name.
Do.
You're in the comptroller's office, and your name is Steve. What's your last name?
Steve Dave.
Dave?
Yeah, D-A-Y-S.
D-A-Y-S. That's all yep. I really need.
Yep. Oh, you're going to get me fired, aren't you? Because you're a rich person. And
no, I'm not. I don't
you like
care.
To get the lower.
I got an issue with the mayor that this is what they're doing. You have no business calling me and talking to me about what appliances I have in my house or what I'm doing.
Sounds like you just want to push your anti-bread agenda on everyone else.
I don't care what anybody else does.
Well,
they're
for not
to
caring.
Own whatever toaster they have or eat whatever they
both,
want.
Both,
I could care less.
Both you and
I'm
your
not
wife.
Calling them up and telling them what to do. You are.
Going on and on about not eating bread.
You're the one that's
like,
going on.
Look at
on.
Me. Anyway, you know, I have other people to call, so...
Why don't you give me what's your boss's name?
It's Carol.
Carol,
and
you
what's
want
Carol's
talk to
last
guy?
Name?
Carol Gersperms. I can put her on.
Fine, put her on.
All right, hold on.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up.
Hello, this is
yeah,
Carol.
This
can I help
real.
You?
Oh, hopefully you guys heard that because I kind of talked over him, but it took him that much of the song to finally decide this isn't real.
Yeah, this isn't real.
Holy shit. Okay. That was so much fun.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Grant.
Yes?
It's Steve Dave from the city of...
Hi.
I'm calling to let you know, we have those vans that go around and scan your house for infractions.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It?
What?
I didn't know the vans are around my house.
Oh, yeah, they come by every month or so and just scan the inside of your house, you know, in case you're... using the wrong kind of light bulbs or whatever. Anyway, we discovered that you have a TV in there, but you don't have a TV license.
Hang up.
You need to come down to the city building and get a TV license.
No, we don't. Shut up. There's no TV license in the United States. That would be in Britain, you idiot.
Sean. Wow, he knows what a TV license is. That would be a great scam if you could get people to fall for it. Like, if I ever become a scammer, instead of doing prank calls, I'm going to get old ladies to sign up for TV licenses, and I'm going to charge them in pounds. And I'm going to learn how to do a British accent just for that, just so I can be a scammer.
Hello?
Hi, Ashley?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Hi.
Hi. Our vans were, driving around your neighborhood, scanning all the houses this weekend, and they noticed that you have a TV in operation inside your house.
Yes.
And you're not paying for the TV license to the city. So you're going to need to come to the city building as soon as possible and, you know, where you pay your water bill and stuff, just pay your TV license.
A TV license? I have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about.
Oh, yeah, there's a TV license. If you're going to have a TV in your house, you have to have a TV license. Do you have a color TV or black and white?
Oh, it's white, like in one of those old ones with antennas. I got it from my great-grandma.
Okay, yeah. Is it color then, or black and white?
It's black and white.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that's cheaper. It's only it's 52 pounds. Which is $65 US.
But I only have pesos.
I don't know.
Does that convert?
Go to a fucking bank. I don't know. I ain't Mexican.
Oh, okay. You don't like Mexicans?
No, I don't live in Mexican. So anyway, get that taken care of as soon as you can, please.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
All right. Thanks so much, Ashley. Have a good day. She caught on really quick.
Hello?
Hi, Keith.
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes.
Our vans were, doing your neighborhood this past weekend, and they noticed that you have a TV in operation in your house.
Who is this again?
This is Steve Dave with the city of...
Okay, and don't most people have a TV in their house?
Well, I don't know if I'd say most people these days. But yeah, so you admit that you have a TV in there then?
We do.
Okay, I'm going to mark that down as admits.
What's
he has
call about?
Well, you're not paying for a TV license with the city. You need to apply for...
This is a prank phone call. I'm sorry, I'm hanging up now.
What do you mean it's a prank phone call? All right, I think no one's going to believe this one. I'm going to have to give up on this. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Rogers?
Uh-huh?
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes?
Our vans were driving through your neighborhood this weekend. They scanned your house and noticed that you have a TV running in there?
I have a TV running.
Yeah, you have a television in your house that you're using?
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't have a television license with us, though.
Sir, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Well, everybody knows this. You have to have a television license in order to watch a television in your house.
Well, that's just bullshit.
No, it's not,
ma'am.
You can send the
police to my front door then and let me know.
No, we're not going to do anything like that. We just need you to comply and pay for your TV license. Just come down to the city building and make your payment.
I have no idea how you even got my phone number.
We're the city.
I suggest that I don't care who you are. You do not call on my phone and basically, in my book, bullying me to come and pay.
I'm not bullying you.
I have never
heard of this. You're the one stealing TV service from us. It's not bullying.
You're so full of shit. I'm not stealing nothing. I have never been a thief, and you are an ass.
Yeah, but you're not paying for your...
Hello?
Hi, Melanie?
Yeah?
Hey there, it's Steve Dave with the city of...
Yeah?
We were, our vans were in your neighborhood this past weekend, and they scanned your house. They noticed that you have a TV on inside your house.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That seems like a weird observation.
Well, it's just that you don't...
What can I help you with?
You're not...
This is a really strange phone call.
Oh, no, it's not a strange call, ma'am. We do this all the time. You're not paying your TV license to the city.
You need... TV license?
Yeah, you need to come over to the city building and just pay for your TV license.
Okay.
Is it color TV or black and white?
I guess I'll contact the city directly about this because I've lived in the city of for like 13 years and I've never heard of this before in my life.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what most people claim, that they've never heard of this, but... It's been a thing for quite a while now. It's $195 for a year of a color license. You just need to come into any city building and pay for it.
Okay, thank you.
Because you don't want us to come take your TV.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me know.
Sure, no problem at all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Love you. Yeah, I'm going to stop doing this one. This sounds too much like a scam. They think I'm trying to get money out of them. I googled how much does a TV license cost in the UK. Ah, shit, I forgot to say pounds on that one. It's 154 pounds. Stupid me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Levitt?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes?
Yeah, our vans have been, you know, they drive by every once in a while and scan your house. They've just been noticing that you're kind of wasteful with your electricity. Do you think you could... turn off lights when you leave a room and maybe don't run your TV all the time?
So, we're not doing that?
Well, yeah, you're just, you're using up a lot of energy. Seems like unnecessarily.
Maybe because I have an electric car?
Oh, I don't know. No need to brag. I'm just saying.
Okay, but it's,
no, they're scanning inside your.
Not unnecessarily.
Oh well, they're just scanning inside your house. They notice you're using a lot of light bulbs and got your television on all the time. I can hear it running right now.
Nope. No.
What do you mean no? I can hear it running in the background. I hear your TV.
You can't hear my TV. I'm not even at home.
Well, I hear something in the background.
I'm at a restaurant.
Oh, it's weird. The restaurant you're at sounds just like a TV show.
Oh. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Nathan.
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yeah. What's up?
Our vans were driving by your house, you know, just scanning inside of your house, and they noticed you have a lot of lights on inside, and you run the TV a lot.
What now?
You know, our vans, they come by and scan every couple days, and they keep noticing that you just have a lot of lights on inside your house, and you have the TV running all the time, or maybe a computer or something.
Just hoping you could... Might be I don't keep on the lights at night.
Well, no, we come by in the daytime. We rarely scan at night.
Okay, well, I'm here all day, so that's probably why they're on.
Yeah, but, you know, you're not in every room. Can you just shut off the lights whenever you're not in a room?
I do. I'm very careful about leaving lights on.
Yeah, not
one
enough.
The light I have on.
Not enough,
one
though.
The light that I have on is in the kitchen, and the one that's in the room where we keep our adopted son's playroom. So
oh,
and there all day,
you're not in either of those rooms?
What room are you talking about? I'm not in any of... the bedrooms at all.
Okay, yeah, you should turn off the lights in those rooms because you're wasting electricity.
I'm not in the bedroom.
Well, you said
you're not in the bedroom.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yeah, I turn them off when I leave.
Okay, yeah, just make sure you do because our vans have been noticing that you're leaving lights on when you're not in a room.
I think they're wrong, to tell you the truth.
No, I don't think the technology doesn't lie. It takes a full scan and it can tell what's on and what's not and what rooms you're in. Just try to do better. You know, you're not in trouble or anything. Just you don't have to deny it. Just try to do better.
I'm not worried one bit, trust me, about what you guys tell me because I leave the lights on. I'm always making sure the lights are off if I can control it myself. Now, my wife lives here too, you know. I can't tell her to turn the damn light off if she don't want to fucking turn it off.
Yeah,
so
but
she's cooking dinner or she's cooking something and we're here all day long.
But are you...
So you guys can, I tell you what, just kiss my ass.
Well, hey, but I can hear your TV running right now.
Hello?
Hi, Monica?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Yeah.
Our vans were driving by your house yesterday, you know, the ones that scan your house.
Okay.
And they noticed...
I guess I don't know. I don't know what that is, but you have vehicles that scan a house?
Oh, yeah. They scan all the houses in the neighborhood. They come by your house every 2 or 3 days. They've noticed that you've been leaving your lights on a lot when you're not in the room and just leaving your TV running all the time.
Okay.
We were just hoping you could just maybe shut off the lights when you're not in a room.
Okay.
Maybe don't run your TV all day.
Yeah, I don't run it all day unless I'm here or someone's in the house. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe just, like, even when people are in the house, maybe just shut it off every once in a while. Read a book or something?
We do read a book, so.
Well, it seems like.
I appreciate it, yeah, we will do.
Yeah, the van's just reporting that every time it drives by, your TV's on and lights are on all over the house.
Okay. I didn't know that we were restricted on how much we could have our lights on or what we could watch.
Well, you're not restricted necessarily. It's just, you know, it's bad for the earth. You want to save the earth and everything.
Okay. Can I get your name again?
Sure.
Who are you?
Yeah, it's Steve Dave. I'm with the city of...
Steve Day.
Yep. I'm in the...
And what's your position?
I'm in the enforcement office.
Steve Day.
Yep. And do you have a fish tank running in there? They can't figure out what this one energy signature is.
Okay,
Some sort of compressor.
I really appreciate people going around scanning my home.
Well, yeah,
I don't
but,
really have to tell you what I have in my home.
Okay, but well, no, we're not trying to be nosy. We're not like listening or anything.
Well, you are when you're asking me, do I have a fish tank? Do I have my TV? You are.
Yeah, well, we're not. It's like they can't see inside your home. They can just see like the energy signatures and like a heat map, 3D image of everyone in your house.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that, Mr. Day, at all, that people go around screening my home.
Well, it's not you personally. Like, it's not, don't take
it
personally.
It's not me. You're doing it to every, well, I'm going to take it personally when you're personally scanning my home.
Okay. Well, no, we scan everyone's home.
I understand that.
We're just trying to help.
Well, I appreciate, can I have a phone number?
Sure. Yeah, it's 7. Is that someone yelling in the background, or is that just your TV running like it always is?
Excuse me, can you give me your phone number, please?
Okay, well I didn't... Is that someone talking in the background? Are they interrupting you, or is that just the TV?
They're not interrupting me. There's kids, there's people in this home, so there's people talking.
Oh, it sounds like an adult.
I've got a kid reading a book. I've got a girl that's reading her book. I've got kids doing homework.
Turn off the TV so they can concentrate on their book.
Excuse me. There's no TV on right now, and I don't appreciate you talking to me that way. May I have your number?
Yeah, someone has a loud voice. It's a...
Well, I can hear your voice pretty good.
Okay, it's 7-420-6969.
And who's your boss?
Carol.
Who?
Carol Gersberms.
Carol. Spell her last name for me, please.
No, I don't want to. But,
really?
Yeah, just
well,
if you could just...
Hear, what's her last name again?
Gersberms.
Gersberms.
Yep.
And you say you work for the City of Fishers under what department?
I'm in the Enforcement Department.
Enforcement department.
Yep, the scanning and enforcement. So,
scanning.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of people like to just argue a bunch over this kind
of
stuff.
I understand, but you know what? You're invading my privacy by scanning my house.
Well, I'm not doing the scanning. I don't drive the van. I just work here in the office.
Oh, you're not responsible. So you just make phone calls, but the person out there you're going to say is responsible.
Yeah, Carol assigns all the people to drive around in vans and scan everyone's homes in the city.
But you're a part of it when you're calling me and telling me that I can't have my TV on.
Well, you said that I was scanning your house personally, so.
Okay, your department is, sir. So, thanks for the call. You have a great evening.
Okay, so you're going to, turn off lights whenever you leave a room then? What do you guys think? Was that a TV in the background, or was that someone just talking? Sound like a TV to me. At least she didn't use the old I'm in a restaurant excuse, like that other lady trying to pass off her TV as a restaurant.
Hello?
Hi, Brenda.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes.
Hey there. We were, you know, we had the vans out this weekend. They scanned your house. They noticed you don't have the most energy efficient refrigerator.
Okay. How do you know that?
You know, they scan the house. It kind of gives us back a 3D heat map type thing with a bunch of energy signatures and all that stuff. I don't know how it works, but you're, okay. You got, I guess you have like an old hobo fridge.
No. We have a refrigerator freezer out in the garage.
Oh, wow. That's extra wasteful. No, they're saying that both of them, like neither of them are very energy efficient.
Okay. Well, so, we've got a Maytag in the house and one outside, and they're both working fine.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not very energy efficient. They're kind of wasting a lot of electricity. Do you think you could just turn the knobs down inside them? Like, just turn them down to the minimum? You don't need stuff that cold, do you?
I don't know. I have to look at it.
Yeah, just turn the knob down. Like, you got it all the way up or something, probably. That's why it's eating up so much electricity.
Okay, I'll check it.
And also, you're, like, leaving the lights on when you're not in a room. Running your TV all day.
How do you know that? Well, no, we're not. We're not even home half the time.
Yeah, but when the vans do come by and you're home, like, they can see that you have a bunch of lights on and TV's running.
I don't believe that.
You need to be more concerned with the earth, ma'am. That's all I'm saying. All right. Brenda says, fuck you to the earth. She's like, I'll be dead soon anyway. Let my kids deal with it. Not my problem. What's great is these people are going to post on social media and just complain a bunch about how the government's telling them how to live. And everyone's probably going to believe them until somebody points out that that's not true. Vans don't go around scanning your house. Unless you're in the UK. Anyway, I'm done for the day. It's voicemail time. Everybody can just end the show right now. Okay, Norma, settle down. You don't have to listen to the voicemails. Just turn off the show. It's super easy. Jesus fucking Christ. Hey.
Coming to you live from the Corona capital of the world. From Brickton, my boy, yeah?
Is it?
Roy, I know we talked to... I think last year, I'm sure you remember, like it was yesterday, about,
probably.
You know, you said you were going to do a PLA con in Raleigh or somewhere in the Tar Heel State.
Yeah, you just advertise that you're the Corona capital of the world. Are people really going to want to do a meetup there now?
You have such an avid, huge, huge fan base over here.
Yep, and they're all going
to
die.
So I'm going to ask you just to hold off a little bit. Let's cycle through these, you know, diseases and all kinds of crap to get it out of here. We're going to go ahead and, you know, quarantine the state for a little bit.
Good plan.
Not to worry, Roy. We're thinking about the fall. So let's plan PLA Con, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Fall.
Sounds great.
2020. Rubric away.
I'm sure Corona is going to be all gone by the fall. Everything will be safe by then.
Hey, Brad, this is Junior from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Hey.
Hey, you need to do more of those Homeowners Association episodes. I miss you doing those old episodes, the Homeowners Association episodes.
Me too. I haven't had a good HOA list in a while, but I think there's one sitting in my request folder somewhere. Maybe. I can't remember.
All right, Brad. Have a good day. I love you.
You
show.
Too.
Keep doing what you're doing, all right? Bye. Have a blessed night, too. Bye.
Bye. He said he loved me, and then he tried to pretend that he didn't say it. Did you guys hear that? Did you catch that?
New York. Yeah, I need to let you know you need to do more of those hotel episodes. You need to do more of those. You haven't done those in a while.
Okay.
I like your old ones. So.
Do you love me
keep
again?
Keep doing what you're doing, all right, Brad?
All right, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
There's two things I haven't done in a while that I need to do.
Brad, it's MacDD from 306. Just keep it short here.
Hey.
Number one, telephone switches. The rapper you played at the end of 619, Orbeez Bathtub Mess.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bunch of other songs on Spotify. There's one about sending black page faxes. I think he deserves way more than 10 unique listeners a month.
Yeah, he does.
I really think you should say that wife of yours more often, or even that mother of yours more often. Like when Michael's mom kicks Roy Jr. and his metal detecting group off your lawn. Like, what a bitch. Like, I don't know. All right.
Yeah,
okay, bye.
No kidding. Yeah, I do remember a certain husband reacting really hilariously to me saying that wife of yours over and over.
We're sorry. You have reached a voicemail that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Oh, wow. Is that a
if
threat?
If you feel your freeze is recording
threatening me,
error,
motherfucker.
Please check your voicemail box and try again. Thank you. This is a recording. Cactus, cactus.
Great voicemail there.
Holy shit. Hey, Brad, it's deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey.
I'm actually getting my emotions together, and it's going pretty good. I'm going to therapy and shit.
That's
hey, I just wanted to just say, just listen to Hobosode 228, and the fucking guy threatened to rape you.
Oh, yeah.
As if you were in prison.
Settle down, Jesus Christ. I think therapy's working a little too well for you.
Fucking almost crashed all the way over here. Holy shit, man. I was fucking laughing so goddamn hard, man. He hit like three fucking potholes.
Look, rape is not funny, Mr. Texas guy.
Anyways, keep it up, man. Holy shit. Play some of that for the show if you ever play my voicemail, man. I'm telling you. That shit is fucking hilarious. Holy shit.
I don't have time to go through and find that call, but I highly recommend everybody signing up on patreon.com/phonelosers and listening to Hobosode number 228. Apparently, I get threatened with rape in that one, and as you know, rape is always funny.
Oh, hang up the phone. This is Walter. Stupid daddy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, your kid's so cute. Wasn't that cute, everyone?
Hey, I'm calling from the middle of fucking nowhere in Canada, and I was just wondering why you always have to leave a fucking Kenny Loggins CD in the CD player when you're smoking your weed, because Kenny Loggins is the lamest motherfucker ever. So,
what? You take that back.
Here's what I think, is I think that you better start leaving Frank Zappa CDs in the CD player, you know, because Frank Zappa's awesome and he's a fucking genius. So
yeah,
if you don't switch
sure
to Frank Zappa, I'm going to boycott the Snowplow show.
You know, I've probably heard a Frank Zappa song at some point in my life, but I'm going to make you never listen to the show again by telling you I've never really listened to Frank Zappa, not even once. Can't tell you anything about him.
Hey, Brad. Phil from Wisconsin.
Hey, Phil.
So you said a couple times already you don't hack mailboxes anymore. You don't hack answering machines. You don't hack. Right.
That's
where
right.
You established that. Okay.
Except on my home answering machines. My big answering machine hacking farm in my kitchen. It's okay to hack those. Those are mine.
I know you used to hang out with a lot of people who did stuff kind of like that. So I was wondering if you'd be open to the idea of sharing some stories from the good old days, if you will.
Old man story mode activated.
Hearing about some antics from times gone by, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I'd pay $5 for that. Anyway, see you
later.
Oh,
what? Bye. I have to put it on a Hobosode? I can't do it here? All right, never mind then. I don't really have any good stories. I mean, I did, I hacked, what's his face? The kid from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Nunu, gave me his number. And I really want to find that one. I hacked his machine, and I left a hilarious message from Oompa Loompas on it. You know, the actor that played the kid in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's an old guy now. And I remember hacking a large amount of answering machines in Roy, New Mexico, back when we called up every single number in Roy, New Mexico. And we've had people pick up when I'm in the middle of hacking their answering machine. That's always hilarious. There was a time where we hacked Lindsay Lohan's mom's answering machine. And we heard Lindsay Lohan on there crying because she'd just gotten arrested or something. That was pretty great.
What's up, Dick Flappers? This is Davey 504. Tell you that lapping your dick on the phone is not epic. OMG.
What? Yeah, it is. Slapping your dick on the phone's totally epic.
Slapping is that light button.
I can't even understand what you're saying. Apparently not a fan of slapping my dick on the phone or...
Hey,
other people
love. It's
doing
Steve
that.
Dave.
Hello.
I was just curious, because I drive through Albany, like, occasionally when I drive up to Portland, or
mm-hmm.
I live in Southern Oregon, but I was just wondering if anybody ever recognizes you in public over there.
Nope.
I mean, Albany is kind of small, right? I don't know.
It's 50,000.
I was just curious. Anyways, have a good day.
50,000 people here. It's not very small. But no, I'm only internet famous. It's not real life famous. I'm just pretend famous. There's a difference.
Hey, Roy.
Don't be silly.
Brad, whatever.
Hey.
It's Rex in Jerusalem.
Hey,
just
Rex.
Standing here with my dog, taking dump. About to pick it up because I'm a good person.
Oh, that's good that you're picking up your dump.
I was wondering, you know, you haven't played that song, Going Deeper Underground. See that? That's the dog poop bag you're hearing. that Going Deeper Underground song. I haven't done any tunnel calls in a while, and Bill, that was really one of your strong points, and love to hear it some more so that, you know, I can break out of my depression and finally get a job and be the man I'm supposed to be. Bye.
Was that the same guy that called earlier and said I haven't done tunnel calls in a while? And then he said I hadn't done some other kind of call in a while. I said in the last show I'm going to try and do more tunnel calls. I think I said that, didn't I?
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
It's Drew, an avid, longtime listener of the podcast. Great. I'm calling you because some kid just hit my car. And he busted the headlights. And the car's going okay. And I was freaked out because it was leaking a lot of water. But I think that's just the AC. I've just never noticed
the
that
the headlight
before.
Fluid.
You want a phone number or something? I could give that to you. I'm having a lovely day, though.
I
love you.
You're going to give it to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sad my car got hit. Please make me feel better.
Your car got hit. That's hilarious. My car's been hit like 4 times, and it's only 3 years old now. People love hitting my car. All right, let me pick like a really old voicemail, the oldest one there is, even though it's a minute and a half long. That way I don't have to play the whole thing.
Hey, Brad, it's Fish Taco.
Hey, Fish Taco.
I'm the guy who fucked up last time. Started crying. Sorry about that. Really embarrassing.
It's okay.
Thank you for making me
fucked
feel
fucked up
better.
This time, too. It's a minute and a half long voicemail? What the hell?
I think I'm ready to try again. So what I wanted to say before is that I love it when you do phone calls where somebody you're working with does something really fucked up, and they ask to speak to a manager, and then somebody else gets on the phone and says, yeah, you know, I can't punish them because we're kind of seeing each other, and if I do anything, you know, about her, she'll tell my wife. You remember those calls?
I do.
You did them all the time when you were prank calling people.
I do remember.
From the pizza place.
You know, next time I put Carol on the phone and they demand that Roy get in trouble, I'm going to try to remember to have Carol say, well, I would, but, you know, me and Roy, we're kind of an item. I don't want him to tell my husband that I'm
You would
cheating.
Have somebody answer and she'd be rude as fuck. And then they'd say, I want to speak to your manager. And then you would hop on. And
yeah,
then you
yeah,
would
you're repeating yourself now. I know,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, she's kind of a bitch, but I can't do anything about it because, you know, she'll tell my wife
yep,
that we're
yep.
fucking around or whatever.
Remember that
know?
Time you said this
so
before?
I love that. You haven't done it in a long time, but I think that now that Carol is a mainstay on the show,
yeah.
there's a huge opportunity.
We're on the
for
same page. Okay, thanks for the voicemail. That is a good idea. I got to do that with Carol sometime soon. I can't believe I haven't done that already. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to the sponsors of today's show. The Stunning Kruger Effect, B.I. Eber for Life, Fun Society Arcade, Philia, and Jason B. Without them, you wouldn't be getting as nearly as many shows as you currently get. So thank you, everybody, that supports the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. There's other ways to support the show by going to phonelosers.com/support. Thanks, everybody, for turning a bunch of stupid shit that I do into my full-time job. I'm having the best time ever. I really appreciate all the support and everything. I'm going to end today's show with a song called Deeper Underground, even though I haven't done any tunnel calls in forever, but I will be doing tunnel calls very soon, I promise. It's been way too long.
You have no right to do what you're doing. You're totally out of line. I have never heard of anybody doing what you have done. This property is not yours, and you do not cut up a floor of a piece of property that is not yours.
It all started out innocently enough. My mobile home didn't have nearly enough square footage. The closets were full, the whole place was a mess. Till I got a great idea for more space. It was genius, cut a hole in the carpet. Then I broke into the floor, an average-sized opening with a large trap door. I started shoveling dirt for 6 days and nights till I had a trailer-sized hole with an 8-foot height. I finished all of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. I turned half into a man cave and half into storage with a bar and a piano and video games. In the middle, there's a pool table. It's so insane, and it would have been fine if I just stopped there. Wired up the lights and ductwork to condition the air. But once I was done, I knew I just wasn't through. So I built a new staircase down to sub-level 2.
I'm going deeper underground. Well, I
a massive trailer-shaped hole, and it's all just for me. I've got a fully stocked library on sub-level 4, with mahogany bookshelves and a copper penny floor. On the level under that, I found dinosaur bones. I sent pictures to a paleontologist from my phone. He said it's a major find, please call the press. But then my landlord would get involved, and that'd be a mess. So I'm keeping this quiet as I continue to dig, blasting straight through the rocks with my custom-made rig, hauling tons of earth up all these stairs. When the big one hits, I'll be the only one prepared. I'm so obsessed with digging all night and day that I barely have time to use my new arcade. But that's okay, I'm nearly finished this time. Once I finish up the swimming pool on sub-level 5...
That you dug out under your home to build an additional room. That's actually not your property, that's our property. So you weren't permitted to dig under your home. I'm going to ask you to cease any digging, and we're going to be coming out here shortly. Your home is yours, the property it sits on is ours. So you've now dug into our property.
Okay, shit's getting real, you won't believe what I found. Once I reached about 100 feet underground, a giant cavernous room about as big as our city, abandoned long ago by a race of giant beings. There's some oversized stairs leading further down, with conehead skeletons scattered all around. They've got intricate carvings on every surface, and it looks like the robots are all still in service. The technology is more advanced than our own, with weird-ass computers all embedded into stone, displaying hieroglyphics all over the walls. Powered by crystals and weapons-grade Naquadah, you'd think I'd be happy with all of this space, finding dinosaur bones and an ancient race. I promised myself I'd stop at sub-level 10, but like Thelma and Louise, I'm gonna just keep going.
I don't know what you found, but you're still digging onto property that is not yours. The owner is definitely going to want to see how much you dug into our property. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I mean, it wasn't your property to start digging on. You have to have permittance to do any of that kind of work. How much square footage under the home have you dug? You've dug the same size of your, the same square footage of your home. You've dug in the same width 4 to 5 times.
Where are you? I'm gonna kill you!